houses were completely blown down. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's how the fire chief in Andover, Kansas, described some of the damage following severe storms last night that spawned a tornado. Chad Russell says warning sirens blared well before the funnel cloud hit the ground.
We have no rescues outstanding. That means we know of no one waiting for us to do rescues.
So far, only one serious injury has been reported in the area. Andover is a suburb of Wichita. Thousands of people are without power. A state of emergency has been declared in several counties. Slow going in eastern and southern Ukraine, where Russian forces appear to have made only modest gains. Here's what Pentagon spokesman John Kirby is seeing.
Poor morale, discouragement, lack of unit cohesion. I mean, this is an army that writ large across the entire Russian army is about 40% conscripts.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Russian and Ukrainian negotiators talk almost every day, but that little progress has been made. The White House is defending its controversial pick to head up a new disinformation governance board, Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Nina Jankowicz.
She's an expert on online disinformation. She was formerly in the Wilson Center's a disinformation fellow at the Wilson Center. She's testified before Congress as well as the United Kingdom and European Parliament.
However, critics continue to blast the decision to appoint Jankowicz to this role over fears that she won't be impartial due to her previously casting doubt on the authenticity of Hunter Biden's laptop, referring to it as a, quote, Trump campaign product.
Fox's Christina Coleman. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another round of protests in Canada against COVID-19 mandates. Several arrests were made in Ottawa last night by police with helmets and shields. Many of the demonstrators were part of the Freedom Convoy earlier this year that paralyzed downtown Ottawa for weeks. While many Americans couldn't wait to get rid of their masks, others prefer keeping them on, and that includes commuters in San Francisco.
When a federal judge ruled the CDC's mass transit mask mandate unconstitutional, the Bay Area Rapid Transit System, or BART, dropped its requirement. But a spokeswoman says the agency has been inundated with feedback from riders saying they feel unsafe without it. The BART board of directors has voted to reimpose the mask mandate until July 18th. Children aged 2 and under and people with certain medical conditions are exempt. Los Angeles County has also restored its mass transit masking rule, while New York City's mandate remains. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A lot has changed since the start of the pandemic, including the number of students enrolled in public schools. For example, in Olathe, Kansas, enrollment is down by about 900, and that has the school system cutting 140 jobs. In Houston, enrollment tumbled by more than 22,000 this past fall, and only half of those students have returned. Now the superintendent is calling for $60 million in budget cuts. A shortage of pilots could impact your summer vacation plans.
Dallas-based Southwest Airlines has cut more than 700 flights from its June, July, and August schedules. Earlier this year, Fort Worth-based American Airlines adjusted its schedule by reducing less traveled routes and adding flights to popular destinations. JetBlue and Spirit Airlines have cut 5 to 10% of their summer schedules to focus on employee recruiting.
Reporter Macy Jenkins with Fox TV affiliate KDFW in Dallas. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.